I've taken my message from Galatians today, and I've titled it How to Obtain Freedom in Yeshua HaMashiach. And I suppose it stemmed back to the fact that none of us are in freedom at the moment. We're in bondage. We're in bondage because we are commanded by our government, no matter where we might be, to stay isolated, to stay indoors, to stay away from other people, to do social distancing. And that can be very demoralizing. It can cause a lot of emotional and mental problems. And so I want to speak today on, regardless of our situation, how to obtain our freedom and trust in Yeshua for that freedom. So the first reading I'm taking is taking from Galatians 3, 26 to 29, which we've just read. For in union with the Messiah, you are all children of Yehovah, through this trusting faithfulness that you have in Yeshua the Messiah. I've added that. Because as many of you as were immersed into the Messiah have clothed yourself with the Messiah, in whom there is neither Jew or Gentile, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female. For in union with the Messiah Yeshua, you are all one. Also, if you belong to the Messiah, you are the seed of Abraham and heirs according to the promise. Because of Yeshua, and because of what he did for us on the stake, we obtain our freedom. And we have freedom because Yeshua lives to this very day. We no longer need to bow to the doctrines of man, regardless of what faith we adhere to or have come out of. Because if we don't obey man if we abide by the scriptures. The scriptures are far more important than any man-made doctrine. So I'm going to now go to Jochen and John chapter 8 verses 31 to 32. So Yeshua said to the Judeans who had trusted him, "If you obey what I say, then you are really my Talmudim. You will know the truth, and the truth is what will set you free." There are many areas that Yeshua HaMashiach can bring freedom to our lives. But specifically, we have freedom to worship, as well as freedom from the bondage of sin. Now, at the moment, we're not free to worship in a group, but we still have freedom to worship. And we might feel isolated, we might feel under bondage. So how do we obtain that freedom? It's not something that once we accept Yeshua into our lives, that is, it is automatically there. It's not something that can actually be learned. But to me, it is something that is experienced. It's experienced through the activation of Yehovah's word into our lives. There's an old saying that says, proclamation without explanation leads to frustration. And I can tell you that you need to do something, but if I don't tell you how to do it, then I am guilty of leaving you frustrated instead of liberated. And that's not something I want to do. So today I want to talk to you about how to obtain your freedom in Yeshua HaMashiach. The first step is to pray. The first thing to having freedom in Yeshua is to get clothed in Yeshua. Put on your prayer shawl, put it around you, get into Yeshua. Each day we get up and we put on our clothes for that day. We have to literally put the clothes on our bodies. The same applies to Yeshua. To have freedom in our lives, we have to put on Yeshua as being clothed in Yeshua, which is like putting on the armor of God or armor of Yehovah every day. Do you pray those scriptures? Do you put on your breastplate of righteousness? Do you put on your helmet of salvation? Do you put on your shoes to spread the gospel of peace? We have to put on that armor every single day. And we have to pray every single day. First thing in the morning, as soon as we get up, we can pray and start talking to him and thanking him that one, we're alive and we can talk to him today. And two, we can ask him to show us who he wants us to speak to. What person is he going to put in our path that we can share our knowledge of him with them? If you want to get into an organization, the first thing you have to do is to either join it or get into it. To be on a ship, the first thing you have to do is to get in to the ship. The same with the messianic community, is you need to get on into the community, be part of the community, worship with the community, pray with the community. Yeshua said, for as many of you has been immersed into Yeshua has put on Yeshua. So let me establish a little bit of a foundation here today. Our basic doctrine or belief is found in the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 38. And I know I sound like a cracked record, but it is the key and I use it often. So let's go there please. In Acts 2 verse 38, Kepha answered them, turn from sin, return to Yehovah, and each of you be immersed on the authority of Yeshua the Messiah into the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh. As I said, I know I repeat this scripture a lot, but it is the key of living a life of freedom. The first thing we have to do is to turn from sin, and that is done through repentance. Now, it's not just saying a prayer after another person that says, I'm a sinner, so please forgive me of my sins. Hallelujah, I'm saved. Doesn't work like that. True repentance is going through each and every one of the 10 mitzvot, repenting and naming the sin and asking forgiveness of each of those sins that have been committed. But that still doesn't give me salvation. The next step is to be immersed on the authority of Yeshua the Messiah into the forgiveness of my sins. This washes away all that has been repented of. And once that's been washed away, then you're clean. And the Ruach HaKodesh that can come into that clean space and fill you with the Ruach of Yehovah. So we believe that Yeshua died for our sins. But unless we've carried out the next two steps, the Ruach cannot live within us. Then Yeshua seals the deal by coming and filling us, as I said, with his Ruach. But that's not the end. It's actually just the beginning. It's the beginning of our walk with Yeshua, or our new birth into Yeshua. It is then when the Ruach lives within us that the temptation to sin, the desire to follow the teachings of Yehovah and Yeshua, brings it into perspective so salvation can be outworked in our life. And that is how our freedom is achieved. So if you've planned to be free in Yeshua, the first thing you have to do is to be clothed in Yeshua by following his plan of salvation. Belief, repentance, immersion, and then receiving the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh. And Shaul says to the Galatians, because many of you were immersed into the Messiah, have clothed yourselves with the Messiah, in Galatians 3:26-29. So let's read that again. For in union with the Messiah, we are all children of Yehovah through this trusting faithfulness. Because as many of you as were immersed into the Messiah have clothed yourself with the Messiah, in whom there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free man, neither male nor female. For in union with the Messiah Yeshua, you are all one. You are all equal. There's no difference. Also, if you belong to the Messiah, you are the seed of Abraham and heirs according to the promise. Once you are born anew, or born into the community of Yeshua HaMashiach, there is a newfound freedom in Yehovah that you've never experienced before. You see things differently. And this is not just in a physical way where the sky is bluer and the flowers are brighter, but you also perceive things differently, as well as what you hear takes on a different tenure. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. You'll start thinking in a different way. Maybe your mind is no longer in the gutter. Your mind takes on a more pure approach to what is read and what is heard. You walk in a different way. You no longer want to be with people who could get you into trouble with the law. You no longer feel comfortable with the loud club life or patronizing places you would not take Yeshua with as your friend. You talk a different way. You no longer want to curse in front of women, or you see the bright side of life and are more willing to speak through praise and lifting people up rather than pulling them down. You are a different person than the person you were before you took on and clothed yourself in Yeshua. One of the first things you experience is that you are no longer under a load of sin that you used to carry, and you've been set free. And I'm sure we can all say hallelujah to that, which means praise Yehovah, I'm free. So once you're clothed in Yeshua, the next thing you want to do to obtain freedom in Yeshua is to make sure you abide in him. So let me clarify that by going back to Yochanan, John chapter 8, verses 31-32. So Yeshua said to the Yehudeans who had trusted him, if you obey what I say, then you will really be my Talmudim. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Once we have arrived, we've got to obey or stay clothed or live in Yeshua and with Yeshua. This is our true relationship with him. Our purpose to know Yeshua is to make him known. We have to learn of him and study him through his word, and not the word of mankind. We need to talk with him daily through prayer and walk with him in a relationship closely, day by day. In order to obtain the prize of heaven, we have to walk with him on a daily basis, and it's not just about destination. It's more about the journey on a day-to-day basis. It's all about the journey to freedom. To have freedom in Yeshua, we must remain clothed in him and with him. In the book of Acts, the people were at sea with the apostle Shaul, and a storm arose, and they became frightened. They wanted to jump ship for fear that the ship would wreck. But Shaul encouraged them, if you want to be saved, you have to remain in the ship. The same goes for you and me. If you want to make it to heaven, you've got to remain in Yeshua. And our ship is the Messianic community, which feeds us each week to stay on the path to prevent us being set off course through the storms of life. So if you've got to get in, then you've got to stay in. Yeshua said, come and learn of me, in Matityahu 11:28-30. He says, come to me, you who are struggling and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I love this scripture because the Ruach has shown me more than if we read this scripture literally. And I'm a literalist. The scripture says, I will give you rest. What do we do on Shabbat? We rest. We make time for Yehovah and his son Yeshua. And then what do we say on Shabbat? We say Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat and Shalom go like a hand into a glove. When Yehovah wants us to rest, he also wants us to be in complete shalom or in complete peace. Then Yeshua goes on in verse 29 and says, you will find rest for your souls. Our souls are our mind, our will, and our emotions. He wants us to have complete shalom or peace in our mind. He doesn't need us to have any fear. He wants it in our mind, in what we do, through and also through our will, and in our emotions, how we react to things. In this time of lockdown, where people have been stood down from their jobs and businesses, where people are struggling to pay the rent and put food on the table, where people are isolated and cannot touch their extended family, no matter how close they are to them, and how much they've depended on them, their lifelines have been severed in more ways than one. And this is when the soul can be afflicted of the shalom that it needs. If you want freedom in Yeshua, you've got to come to him. You give him your burden and you take his load, because his load is light. It says in verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yeshua's burden is light, not heavy. It's our burden that's heavy, but he wants to reverse that for us. He wants to have our heavy burden on himself and give us the light load. He said to me at a very young age, let me teach you, or in other words, learn from me. For me, it was much easier to learn through Yeshua's words than it was from listening to the interpretation of his words by others. We all have different ways of learning. Mine has always been through reading, writing notes, and seeing, while others learn from listening. I have a learning disability when it comes to learning through listening. I cannot comprehend things that I have not literally seen. I can visualize a tree because I've seen one. But if you wanted to explain a visual type situation to me and I wasn't there to see it, I cannot visualize it. I get completely lost. The book of Revelation is one of those for me. But Yah knew my weaknesses. even though they were not diagnosable until 1995 when I was over 50 years of age. I'm so glad that when I came to him, even before I started school, as it was he who helped me navigate my life. I traded my burdens for his easy load, my sickness and my sorrow for his healing and happiness, my sin for his salvation. Now, in saying all that doesn't mean that life's been easy. Life will never be smooth sailing after salvation. Actually, it can get worse. We still have to navigate through troubled waters from time to time. So now you've gotten into Yeshua, you're living for Yehovah and abiding in him, everything might be seems to be smooth sailing, then all of a sudden COVID-19 hits you and you find yourself in the midst of a trial or tribulation or stressful situation in life that is completely out of your control. To some people, it seems as though that as soon as you begin to live for Yehovah, then all hell breaks loose. I know it did for me once I became immersed in the Ruach HaKodesh. Living life in general has its ups and downs, but sometimes it seems like when you begin to live for Yeshua, then all things just seem to go wrong. Am I right, or am I the only one that this has happened to? Well, let me bring a word of scripture to you from Yochanan, John chapter 16, verse 33. Yeshua says, I have said these things to you so that united with me, you may have shalom. In the world you have zuris, that is, you have trouble. But be brave. I have conquered the world. In this life, or this world, you will have zuris. You will have troubles. You will have trials. You'll have rough times. You might even have heartache. You'll have things go wrong. Things will not go the way that you had planned them. But now that you've gotten clothed in Yeshua and you are abiding in him, now it seems all things are against you. Your friends don't want to be around you anymore because they don't think you're fun anymore. You don't like their language, so you are happy not to be around them because you are no longer comfortable in their world. So now you have no friends. Let me bring you a word of hope and encouragement today. In Yochanan John 16:33, it says, but be brave. Be brave. I, Yeshua, have conquered the world. Yeshua said it. I believe it. So that settles it as far as I'm concerned. He said, I have said these things to you so that united with me, you may have shalom. Once you are clothed in Yeshua and trusting in him and knowing him and walking with him, you can have a peace or shalom that passes all understanding. That doesn't mean that you don't have troubles. What it does mean that no matter what the situation, you are content in it, you have peace, you have no fear, and you know that Yehovah is in complete control. In Yochanan John 14 and 27, it says, what I am leaving with you is shalom. I am giving you my shalom. I don't give the way the world gives. Don't let yourselves be upset or frightened. We can trust his word, and we can live by his word, and we can definitely have shalom. So, one, are you clothed in Yeshua today? Do you believe that he died for your sins? Have you repented of your sins? Have you been immersed in the name of Yeshua? Have you been filled with his Ruach and been born anew? Secondly, are you immersed in him through finding yourself in his word and through prayer daily? Are you drawing closer to him day by day and letting him know you on a personal level? And you knowing him on a personal level. The more time you spend with him, the more personalized it becomes. You see, once you are clothed in Yeshua, and then you immerse yourself in him, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that the world can do to you, or nothing that the enemy can try to do to you that will send you off course to make you lose faith, your trust, and your freedom in Yeshua. You see, freedom in Yeshua is simply a fact of trusting him to the utmost with every area of your life. Speak to him through every aspect of your life. It doesn't matter where you are. You don't have to get down on your knees, cover yourself in your prayer shawl, just to speak to him. Where you are, whatever you're doing, give him praise. Thank him for the car park. Thank him for the blessings that you received that day. And when you look for them, you'll see that there's been many. Yehovah knows your situation, but he won't step in unless you submit to him and ask him for help. He's a gentleman. He always has been. He won't interfere with what you're doing. But if you ask for his help, he will always be there for you. So how do you obtain freedom in Yeshua? I'm glad you asked. All we have to do is live for him. With all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Does that ring a bell? And trust him inexplicably. There is no other way. We must not look at our present circumstances, but realize that Yeshua knows the end from the beginning. It is he who will rescue you from your present circumstances. The media keeps telling us life as we knew it will never be the same after lockdown is lifted. We have been placed under complete bondage these past 7 weeks. It's now time to be set free by trusting in Yeshua. He and the Father are one, and they are in complete control. Be it complete shalom, but most of all, stay connected to him through prayer and the power of his word. And stay connected with your messianic community. This is really important. We are here for you. Others will be here for you. Don't hesitate to call each other just to check in on them, and they will appreciate it. So may you be blessed by my word today, and may Malachi come and we'll say the Aharonic blessing.